It's the Gong!
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
So last night was a strange one. I crawled into bed about 9:30 or so, totally exhausted, hoping I'd fall right asleep, because I hadn't gotten decent sleep several days leading up. But of course, that's not what happened at all. Instead of falling asleep, I proceeded to have a 90-minute imaginary conversation with various members of my extended family about the pitfalls of patriotism. It was actually a pretty interesting conversation, and of course I was making all kinds of brilliantly articulated points. But yes, it was obviously entirely in my imagination. And throughout the whole conversation, I was also half paying attention to this extremely tight tendon in the back of my right leg. And I honestly think this tendon has been contracted since like the late 1980s. I can't relax it. I just become acutely aware of the tension in there sometimes when I'm falling asleep. And so while I'm half of my brain is carrying on this conversation about the pitfalls of patriotism, the other half is trying to focus on the very subtle sensations in this tendon and moving it around just ever so slightly, trying to sort of break the spell of tension that's in there, that, and just thinking that several times I was right on the brink of thinking I was going to unlock this tension and just have it melt away. And then I would suddenly feel as I felt, you know, when I was a 15-year-old or something. But no, this didn't happen either. So eventually I gained enough self-awareness to realize that a lot of time had passed and I'm just completely lost in these recesses of my mind. So I got out of bed to pee, and then I just started wandering around the house. I didn't turn any lights on at all. I didn't turn any lights on even to use the bathroom, because the house was sort of dimly lit by, I guess it was a combination of moonlight, maybe some street lights from outside. So I just started walking around the house. I just wandered from room to room in a total daze. And at one point, I just started sneaking through the house as if I was a ninja stalking my potential victim. And for whatever reason, this whole process was starting to make me feel very clear-headed, very spiritually awake. Eventually, I just sat down in a chair that's in the sort of piano room, and it's a chair that I almost never sit in. So it's a perspective that I don't normally get on the house. And of course, I'm also not usually sitting in there in the middle of the night. So I just sat there and stared into the dimly lit rooms, and I started to feel really, really weird on an emotional level. I looked to the left of me, and I could see enough to grab a book off the bookshelf. And I could see that the book was The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts, which is one of my favorite books. So I grabbed this book, and even though it was dark, too dark to read, I just started flipping through the pages as if I were reading through some passages. It was strange because I was not reading the book, because I couldn't see any of the words, but I could make out the vague outlines of words and sentences. And I just was looking at those patterns and flipping from page to page. And something about this act, just sitting there reading a book in the dark, just unsettled me even further emotionally. And before I knew it, I suddenly realized I felt like crying. And I was actually beginning to tear up. I had absolutely no idea why I was feeling so sad. So I just tried to tune into the feeling and just let whatever words sort of came into my mind just come out. And I spoke these words out loud, hoping that that would sort of tap into the emotions and carry it forward a little bit. And certain words and phrases just started coming out of me, and a few of them I remember. I said, "I am alone. I am by myself. I'm lonely. I'm all alone. I'm truly alone." This was, just weird. I mean, of course, my wife's in the next room, and so in a sense, I'm not alone at all. But in this moment, I guess I was just really tapped into the sense of being existentially alone, or whatever you want to call it. And then I just became fascinated with the linguistic construction by myself. When I said I'm by myself, I'd never really thought of that as a phrase before, and sort of what that meant to be by oneself. And I just sat there and thought in this vein with these strange emotions, and eventually my eyelids started getting heavy, and I just wandered back into the bedroom and fell asleep. By that time, I had about, 4 hours before I had to get up, but definitely just a really strange night. Sorry, I had to interrupt the flow there. My kitchen timer just went off, which indicated I needed to change up the hoses for watering the garden outside. So, anyway, yeah, so by myself, loneliness. One thing that also occurred to me in the last couple of days as this feeling has been building is I was thinking about that when I die, which, hopefully won't be anytime soon, but that I'm going to miss myself, which seems like an odd thing to say, but just I don't really have beliefs when it comes to life after death or reincarnation or anything like that. But it's a sense of, this go around, whether it's the only one or there's another one, it was, that it was a good run, that I've enjoyed being me, and I'm gonna miss my little quirks and these really bizarre evenings that I have and strange thoughts. And of course, I was wondering last night, if other people have these sort of weird evenings, and I wonder what it would be like to inhabit, someone else's subjectivity when they're having a very idiosyncratic night or moment, and just to see, what it would be like to be someone else. Anyway, if that's not too weird for you, the night before last, another bad sleep night was because I was harassed by this song idea, and I just kept getting up to record more and more of it, more verses and more lyrics, and it was just pestering me and kept me up to like 1 in the morning. So I think it's formed enough at this point that I can play a little version of it. So I'm just gonna hit pause here, grab my guitar, and see what I can do.
When you wake from a bad dream, I will run to your bed. When you walk in the rain, I will cover your head. If it still gets again on, I'll wish you well. And if heaven leaves you cold, somehow, and I'll lay down in your grave.
Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm pretty exhausted. And I am by myself tonight. My wife's actually out of town. And who knows what strange things I'll get into tonight. But I'll try to check in a couple weeks. Again, I've been busy with graduate school, so I'm not posting quite as often, but doing my best here. And again, if anybody wants to get in touch with me in any way, you can do so at headthegong.com. You can find me on Twitter at Isaac Dust, or send me an email, bob@headthegong.com. So anyway, that's it. And I'll touch base with you sometime soon. Bye.
Like the empty sky, it has no boundaries. Yet it is right in this place, ever profound and clear. When you seek to know it, you cannot see it. You cannot take hold of it, but you cannot lose it. In not being able to get it, you get it. When you are silent, it speaks. When you speak, it is silent.